Now, I went through these figures a bit earlier for you this hour, which only reflect information given to me by the independent Upper House MP Rod Roberts earlier this year, that we have a far greater problem with drug driving than drunk driving. In case you missed it, 232,000 breath tests over the Easter break in New South Wales, 295 people charged, 0.12 of 1%, 17,256 roadside drug tests, that's right, only 17,256, 863 positive, 5%, so if we extrapolate that out, statistically, you say, well, 232,000, 5%, that 11,000. So I again plead with the Minns government and authorities, do something about drug driving. Because it appears, with a mounting road toll, it's being ignored at the moment. Rod Roberts, the independent MP from the New South Wales Upper House, on the line. G'day, Rod.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Not bad. I was thinking of you this morning when I went through these figures supplied to me by the New South Wales government, thinking, well, this just confirms what Rod spoke to me about earlier this year. We have a far greater problem with drug driving than drunk driving.
Well, that, you know, that's quite apparent, Ray, and I know that you're awake up to it. We've talked about this numerous times, and in fact, I think the last time you and I were on air together, we talked about the operation they did on those rogue truckies up on the Pacific Highway and the statistic results there for drug driving offences as well. And I was just listening in before us, Ray, and I heard your story about that young bloke out on the M2. It was cocaine. The guy out at Dubbo that got the slap on the wrist from that magistrate, that was methamphetamine. We're talking about serious mind-altering drugs here, right? That's going to have a great impact on somebody's ability to drive a motor vehicle.
Well, the thing about it is, we have a mounting death toll on our roads, and the figures this year are worse than last year, which were worse than the year before. And so all the road safety experts say, well, it's mobile phone use, it's speed, you know, it's seatbelt offences, all the things they target during the double the merits over the long weekend. But no one seems to want to talk about the fact that 5% of those tested on our roads over the long weekend tested positive to various drugs. And that has to be a factor. If it is growing like Topsy and far greater, it appears most people have got the drink driving message through, which is good. We don't have many repeat offenders. I hope we don't. And people are embarrassed and they get caught, you know, either low or mid-range, and they, you know, hopefully not too many high-range, and they're over the limit and the lesson learned. But it appears we are trawling through the drug drivers and we're finding way too many people on our roads affected by drugs. The police commissioner's not targeting it. The police minister's not targeting it. The premier's not targeting it. Road safety experts, I know that the NRMA speak about it from time to time, but not often enough, I'm afraid.
No, and I'm glad that you've taken up the cause, Ray, because in here I seem like a lonely voice talking about this. And you know, some people laugh and say, compare you and I to old Stadler and Waldorf, you know, the two old blokes in the Muppets that sit up in the thing and criticise everybody. But the fact of the matter is, Ray, we are right. The evidence tells us there. We are not making this up, you and I. We're not two grumpy old blokes. The statistics are smacking us in the face. 15% tested on a statewide thing over the last 12 months positive to drugs. I'm surprised it was only 5% over the Easter break. I'd really like to know where they did their testing at, Ray.
Yeah.
But anyway, 5% is still way too many. It's a big issue, as you say. The road toll is up. This time 12 months ago, it was 273. Over the 12-month period, we're 366. We're up 25.4% increase in deaths. Now, if this was any other sort of crime, they'd be screaming from the roof. And you're right, this is a whole-of-government thing. Minns should be getting in Yasmin Catley, the police minister, John Graham, the roads minister, and Joe Halen, the transport minister, and saying, listen, we've got to do something about this.
Well, if we had an increase in fatalities in the workplace or, you know, on our beaches to that extent, there'd be a Royal Commission about it.
Well, of course, and rightly so. But why aren't we hearing about this rate? That's the question. Why aren't we hearing about it? It's, as I say, the statistics are there. It's smacking us in the face. Now, I know that there's a limited resources in terms of there's a lack of coppers, right? We know that. There are about at least 1,500 under strength and another 1,500 off sick. But we need an intelligence-driven response to this, an appropriate intelligence-driven response. And the intelligence tells us, listen, drink driving is not as big a problem as it was. Now, we can't take our foot off the accelerator as far as that's concerned. I understand. But intelligence would tell us, listen, we need to target more drug driving because that's where the problem is.
All right, Waldorf. Stadler signing off. I'll talk to you again soon.
Good on you, mate. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. That's Rod Roberts, the independent MLC from the New South Wales Upper House. And someone's going to listen eventually. You can't, and the figures, as Rod pointed out, are better this time, but they're still far too great. And if you extrapolate it out with the stats for drunk driving, you end up with 11,000 people drug driving if you test 232,000, but you don't. It's just incredible.